Our next speaker is Manuela Colombini, who is a social scientist specializing in qualitative analysis. She's conducted research on barriers to PMTCT uptake in sub-Saharan Africa, on health sector responses to gender-based violence in Malaysia as part of her PhD, and on challenges faced by Roma when accessing sexual and reproductive health services in Eastern Europe. She also worked for the WHO for over 5 years to help build capacity on gender and rights issues in reproductive health services. So, the study that she's going to be presenting is called Nowadays We Communicate, What Providers Think About Integrating HIV and Reproductive Health Services in Kenya and Swaziland. Please welcome Dr. Colombini.
Thank you. Thank you. I just wanted to tell you and let you know that unfortunately my colleague Richard Mutemwa, who is the leading author and responsible for this study, couldn't make it. And so I'm going to present on his behalf today. So forgive me if I stumble on some of the slides. And also I can notice that we really like colors in the UK. Probably it's the lack of sun, but I hope that you will be able to read some of the greens. I don't know. Anyway, so this study is part of a much larger study that was a 5 years study, mixed method, trying to integrate HIV into family planning and postnatal care in 3 countries, Kenya, Swaziland, and Malawi. And this is just a smaller qualitative component where we focus primarily on providers' experiences in Kenya and Swaziland. So the main purpose was really to develop an in-depth understanding of why providers were benefiting from, if ever, from integrating services, and especially to look at their experiences. And we focus on some of the key issues that we thought could be important for our implementation of the project. So the workload, supervision and support, occupational stress, job satisfaction, and clinical recordings. We mainly targeted frontline providers and not health managers, so we just focused on the people who were working in the clinics and in the hospitals. And we did 56 in-depth interviews in total, 32 in Kenya in the central and eastern provinces, and 24 in the urban hospitals in Swaziland. And we had an opportunistic sample because we interviewed mainly the people who were on duty on the days where we were in the hospitals and the clinics. So, as you can see, we had 32 and 24 in the 2 countries, respectively, and we have mainly female respondents, and were mainly registered and enrolled nurses, and primarily from district hospitals and sub-district hospitals and a few health centers, primarily within Swaziland and in some of the rural areas in central. So in general, as the main key result, that there were no differences between the two countries. And there was generally a good understanding on integration among the providers that we interviewed from their narratives. And the staff generally was quite enthusiastic about it, but there were still some challenges that they faced. And integration does affect their work environment around the provider, with significant individual level and reported operational benefits. However, there were still some systemic challenges that were present. And first of all, our analysis showed that the providers reported 3 different levels or ways of integration. First of all, there was the provider-level integration, when the client receives all the required services from one provider, and usually in one room. And the second type of integration, or the experience, was the unit level. So this was mainly when the client received require services from different specialist providers, but within different rooms, but within the same facility. And for example, in Kenya, you have the comprehensive care service centers where they provide integrated services for HIV clients, and to actually make sure that the HIV clients did not go from one service to the other, but they reserve everything. So it's a kind of a clinic within a bigger hospital. And then the third type was a less common form of integration that was reported, but seems kind of a blend between the first two. And a few providers reported that providing more than one service per client, but then in different rooms. And for example, in this integration model, a healthcare provider moved with the client from one room to another in order to provide a number of services, which for some reasons of limited space and equipment could not be delivered in one room. So in our discussion, we found benefits and challenges that the providers expressed. So many providers reported that integration enhanced their job satisfaction by providing a better quality service, which led to their receiving more regular positive feedback from the client. So, and this quote actually illustrates that. I think with integration, you are able to serve the client better and capture each and every detail of a patient holistically. The client will no longer go home with a certain problem unattended, and that is very satisfying. Professionally, the integration was also said to enhance provider skills through training and the broader environment of a clinical experience in which the staff clearly currently operated. So the providing more than one service not only broadened their skills, but also increased their awareness on other health problems. And this quote illustrates that. Because I'm able to see more clients than I used to and get more experience, because I'm dealing with different clients with different issues, it is building me as a nurse, profession-wise, so I'm more satisfied. And also helped reduce the kind of vertical boredom that some of these nurses was experiencing before, definitely constantly changing their clientele and confronting new health problems in an integrated facility really provided them with a greater professional stimulation. So in integration, it keeps on rotating in your mind and you enjoy the work. At the operational level, provider observed that there an improved attitude toward work and also working relationship among the staff. Definitely they experience a greater communication among the staff, as the quote highlighted, and also an increase in service uptake, so more clients were coming. And for example, in the quote, if you're working in the child welfare clinic, you can now expect to see around 100 children per day. So definitely they see more clients coming because of integration. And they also experienced, as a benefit directly from integration, the fact that clients were no longer queuing for receiving some of the services. So they had to, they were not queuing three or four times at different providers per service, but they would just go to one provider and then receive all the services they needed in one go. And so for them was a source of improvement in the quality of the services they received. And although it's in direct contradiction to some of the challenges that I'm going to explain, some providers still said reported that there were reduced workload due to integration, and in particular to an increase in investment in staff numbers due to support implementation, and also ability to prescribe long-term family planning methods so that women meant that they had to return less for their contraceptive methods. And also the redistribution of the client load per provider, which meant that they felt they had less clients per day. However, so despite the benefits, they also reported a series of challenges. And in particular, the first one was the fact that the basic condition of the service remained a source of concern for them, and in particular the remuneration. They didn't really match their workload, and a few of them didn't even want to discuss this issue because it was really too depressing. And so they just said, it's peanuts, we just work for the glory, some said, and they didn't want to engage further. And the other major concern was the lack of any psychological support to help cope with some of the occupational stressors that they would face during their workload, and especially with extreme cases. And there were a lot of, and we didn't expect that, but a lot of the psychological stress that they felt with clients who were more keen to then express some of their feelings and concern, in particular cases of domestic violence. And in most of the facility, they didn't have any form of psychological support on site. So what they did, the health workers reported reliance on prayer, on improvised exercise, and in some cases even sharing with their partners and at home after work. So even though some of the providers reported that integration had reduced their workload, some of the systemic conditions at the facility did not seem to exist in every study clinics. For example, integration of services have brought with it increased workload, and increasing the client numbers attending the facility and the task shifting effect of integration on individual provider seems to be the two main causes of that. For the task shifting, the providers explained that offering more than one service per client meant that each provider was experiencing an expanded client register, and they now receive a broader range of clients than in the previous vertical service provision format. So what they had to do also, despite the inadequate physical space and the staff shortage, they also had to record each service in each individual clinical record. So they didn't, it was not an integrated clinical record, but their time, there was a challenge for them to actually register each service in the STI register, in the FP register, in the postnatal care register. So the clinical recording was not integrated despite their services were. So that was a major challenge for them. And despite the previously said that the waiting and the queue for the clients was reduced as part of their benefits, some also reported that the raised waiting time for clients outside the room was a concern for them. And in fact, this quote highlights that. They complain that we are keeping them waiting, and yet when you are with a client, you must give the client the integrated service, but they feel that you are unnecessarily keeping them waiting outside. And the other major problem was the lack of appropriate medical equipment, inadequate drugs and other supplies, and inadequate consultation room space, and in many cases even poor water and electricity supply. So, for example, some of the providers had to tell their clients that there were no more drugs, HIV drugs available, despite the clients came just for these services. So, unfortunately, that was some of the health system challenges they were faced with. And finally, providers reported that the uncertainty around some of the charging user fees for non-indexed services that were offered to the clients who had come for something different. For example, as the quote says, they would come and pay for the family planning services, And some would pay directly if they came just for that service, and then receive another range of packages, package services. But if they came for postnatal care or another service, then it would still, it was an uncertain for the providers whether they had to pay for the other services that they came from and they received, despite initial reason. And these are some final observation and conclusion. And in particular, the fact that we really need to address the issues around workload. It seems quite a key challenge for the providers. Definitely the low staffing level and the inadequate physical room space and facility are major underlying causes. And it goes together with the long waiting time problem that depends, of course, on the workload issue. And the clinical information system needs realignment with integration. Definitely the current routine assessment of performance of integration cannot be reliably conducted, so other we might have to integrate that even better. And also the problem of occupational stress, which hasn't really been addressed so much in some of the other integrated services in sub-Saharan Africa. And definitely try to formalize the regular debriefing sessions in the workplace, and this may be a start. And the successful integration requires a health system-wide commitment at both planning and implementation level. Definitely we need the policy level involvement and engagement to create coherent policy environments and ensure availability of resources for implementation at the lower level facilities, especially where the staffing in some of the clinics were so low that even if you try to integrate services but you don't increase the number of staff, your quality is definitely going to suffer. So despite these system challenges, this study really has shown that integration of HIV services into reproductive health services can have a positive motivating effect on staff. It can lead to better sharing of workload. And these are important opportunities that deserve to be built on, and we hope that at the end of our project we might be able to come up with a better recommendation and better intervention for the future. So thank you very much.